The Christmas spirit is in Bill Leff. A woman broke his sunglasses as she panicked on the Tower of Terror.
Yep.
At Disneyland.
Yep.
And you did not say anything, and you you swallowed it, the $150.
It turned
bucks.
Over a new leaf, Wendy.
Well, good for you. It's the Christmas spirit, Christmas miracles.
Right.
I put my Christmas tree up thanks to Tree Time. It's lovely. It's beautiful. It's pre-lit and easy to put up.
Sure it is.
Not one single ornament on it yet.
You didn't put ornaments on the tree.
We'll get to it. Frank Fontana
is
here.
What's the hurry, Frank?
Hello, guys.
Ornaments
how
don't have to go on right away. You can wait a while.
Why do they have to go on right away?
They don't have to go on at all.
Right.
Really?
And I'm here to tell you that you could do a total non-traditional Christmas or holiday. Absolutely. You just scale it down. I did it this year, too. We dug around in our basement, got all the ornaments out, and we started putting it up, and my wife's like half into it, and like, I think we should go out and shop for more ornaments. Mm-hmm. That was 3 weeks ago. The tree looks exactly the same, and I've embraced it, and I'm calling it minimalism.
Oh.
I like
and
it.
And Wendy, you can adopt that, too. Just tell people, I'm going minimalism.
Because some
Christmas
people would call it lazy, but
yes.
We're going to go with minimalism.
Wait, yes. Wait, it's not lazy. This is a very busy year at the Snyder Mac House because the Star Wars movie is opening.
Right.
So Jim is getting ready for the big debut, his podcast at Hollywood Boulevard Theater tomorrow night.
Yeah.
In Woodridge. So his Star Wars tree isn't even up yet.
It's not going to be Christmas.
My anniversary tree is not up yet, which is just silver Wallace
tree?
Sleigh bells for represents each year that we were married.
Really?
And that goes up in our front room.
Who does that?
Me.
Wendy and Jim.
Really?
Yep.
I never even heard of that.
Well, my cousin used to collect these sleigh bells, a Wallace ornament. It's an annual, same every year with a little tiny picture that's different.
Yeah.
And I saw that she had collected them for as long as they've been around, so maybe 40 years of bells, so 40 bells. And I said, wow, I would like to collect those. Those are very pretty, and maybe for every year we're married. So she started us at 97. We got an ornament, and now every year my husband gets me one, and
so
I hang
sweet.
It on the anniversary tree.
So you put this tough front up, but you're really just a mush, aren't you?
I am a total marshmallow center.
Yes.
Yeah,
I really
a
am.
A romantic type, you
I
are.
Am. But I haven't
so
done
does that mean you have three trees?
I have.
Or they're mini trees, and
then
the
there's
one
a
big
tree in the bathroom, just a little mini one.
You know, the bathroom tree.
Yeah.
And
is it scented?
You put little toiletries on there?
Right. Little
toiletries.
Little pine scented car odor things.
Yeah.
Then a tree on the porch, which I haven't gotten to either.
Oh, the porch tree.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone has a porch
tree. I love decorating for Christmas, but I haven't even shopped yet.
You're a starter, but you're not a finisher.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Yeah. You know it's 9 days away, right?
Really?
It's not. It's under single digits.
It's nine days till Christmas. So,
crap.
Well, a lot of people. You're not alone. A lot of people are like that. You know, and I got some ideas on how we could kind of help those people. I think number one is embracing the non-traditional.
Yeah.
And saying this year, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go like minimal. Can we say that?
No.
Yes. No.
Not in regards to Christmas.
You can't say minimalist on there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But, there's ways. A lot of these kind of like millennial hipsters are doing different things this year with decor, starting with the tree. They're not even doing a tree anymore. So they're going out and getting like vintage recycled molding and cutting it down into a pyramid
like shape. Like a tree?
Shaped like a tree and then nailing that to the wall.
I have to interject because, the first one to have their tree up and it was very traditional was millennial hipster Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm classic when it comes to the tree. Oh, yeah.
Well, I could see that, though. Kevin's got it.
On the 4th of July, Kevin had his tree up.
Nice.
The sparklers
I bought
on it.
A rusty Christmas tree made out of bed springs that I bought
cool.
at a craft show that's out on our front porch.
Yeah, I did
And
that.
I thought that was really cool.
Totally. And that's a trend now. So, like, the farmhouse chic style, it's, Bill, you know very well, is very popular right now overall in the design world. And you're seeing a lot of that,
Barnwood, rusty stuff.
Oh, that's really cool and really hip. Even the ornaments are taking cues from that. You'll see a lot of different stuff. It depends on where you shop.
Right.
Bill, I know you shop at traditional.
Only the finest.
The finest
stores.
Christmas stores.
Yes. Have you seen the upside down Christmas tree? Did you
I
ever
love
see that?
That. I've
that's
done
a
it
good,
before.
That,
yeah.
Have
yeah,
you
it's
done that?
Like the upside down tomato growing situation.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's just about being a little different this
that's
year.
Too different.
What about doing a black tree? You guys into the black
tree?
I would
that.
Love it.
That looks good.
I did that one year.
Cool.
I dig it. I think it's total again like it's almost like a little I love Christmas but sometimes with these holidays I like to say a little F you to the holiday and stick it
say
to
it,
a little
Frank.
Bit. Yeah F you holiday
yeah that's better
yeah
hi kids
I feel better now
It is kind of nice to do something different. I like the traditional tree, which ultimately will have ornaments on it.
By the way, there's a meeting scheduled right after the show. I just saw. We just got a text.
Okay.
I don't know what Frank said, but there's a meeting.
No, I'm not worried. But I do like the traditional end of it, but I do kind of like, it doesn't have to be the same every year.
Right.
You know, like if I have five trees, maybe this year we're just going to have two trees up.
That's it. I mean, listen, I'd rather spend my money and time entertaining my guests.
Right.
And I'm a guy who's in, this is my world, decorating, and I'm giving you all permission to take, a ticket and be like, all right, this year I'm taking a little bit of a backseat. I'm going to give more in terms of an experience.
That
sounds
good.
And what I mean by that is you could get the Christmas effect by doing a little bit more with lighting. So your light bulbs, instead of keeping your 60-watt energy saver light bulbs, swap them out for some green and red light bulbs, and you'll be amazed the ambiance that happens when you bring that kind of dim red feeling into the space with one room maybe has the green light on it, and it might be a little trippy, a little throwback for you, Bill. But I think as long as you keep it under control, people will dig that.
Now here's an important question when it comes to decorating in the holidays. I always maintain that you have to go with a theme and stick to it. Like if you're doing colored lights, do all colored lights. If you're doing white, go all white.
Sure.
You can mix and match.
Can you? Is that all right to do? I mean, I know
if you're doing, I would say yes, if you're doing exterior, let's say all white lights.
Agreed.
Inside, which is a new trend, people are doing more lighting inside, which is, I think is okay.
Like around the windows.
Like
and
around
stuff.
The windows, even around banisters, wreaths, around furniture, around a mantle. And there's no reason why light should just stay outside. So yes, so you're both right. You could do both. I would just not do it outside.
Can I tell you an idea we stole from Pottery Barn and I think you guys will like? This is a Pottery Barn idea, but my wife stole it.
Yeah.
Didn't steal the actual display from Pottery Barn because we've gotten in trouble for that in the past. It's a big glass vase, a huge glass vase with silvery ornaments inside and then white lights around it, and it looks fantastic.
It's beautiful.
It looks really nice.
That is a great idea. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with borrowing inspiration. We call it borrowing.
No, we stole it, Frank. You stole it. Sure. We absolutely stole it.
And ornaments in a bowl have been a tradition at a lot of the craft stores I go to, and I do go look around, but now I have white, I can't think of the garland on the wraparound porch. It's just white.
Yeah.
But then I have giant balls.
You do.
Take that, Nick DiGilio.
That's what we've heard.
I have giant colored balls that go on just one tree in front, which are various colors like red and green and blue and yellow. But that just on that tree, these giant orbs.
And it's purposeful, right?
Yes.
So that's the difference, is if it's just hodgepodge and thrown up, and it's like, all right, these people just kind of rummaged around and threw whatever they had in their box on a tree. But
right.
That sounds like it's a purposeful design.
Also, either constant lights or flashing lights, but not both, right?
Yeah.
That's
it gets messy and Simpsons-like.
Yes, it does.
It looks like you're watching an episode of The Simpsons.
And I'm you could call it lazy, but when it comes to the lights and stuff, my wife wants like 1,000 lights everywhere, and I'm like, no. I think that it's so supposed to represent like a twinkle of snow melting into the tree or something like that. So it should be just a little hint of it.
You gotta enjoy
the green
lights
of the tree. Yeah, so you just like it.
Yeah, because that's the only time of year you get to see those little lights, and they're so cool.
Yeah.
It's like
why are they called Italian lights? Do we know? They have them all over the world. Why does Italy get credit for
this? If you're referring to the larger bulb-like light, the string light.
They always call those the lights outside the Italian lights.
Right.
I thought they were the smaller ones were
the
little
ones,
Italian
I thought,
lights.
Too.
Anytime I've ever referenced the Italian light, is more of like that cafe feeling where you're in the back patio and you have the string lights going over your head. It's more of the bulb type of light. It's a slight bit bigger.
Yeah.
So maybe it's been adapted into the smaller lights and they just call them Italian lights. I have no idea.
Why are they called Italian ices? Do you know that one?
Well, back in 1922.
You don't need to know all this, Frank. Frank Fontana is here to help you with your holidays, to help you make your decorating even better. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Frank Fontana's still here. I didn't think he'd stay through the commercial read, but he did.
I tried to get out, but you pulled me back in.
Oh, I always do. Frank, I just wish there was a place where people could either see you or hear you, a radio show, a television show. Is there anything like that?
One day, Bill, I'll have a platform.
Someday.
Speak my mind.
Someday soon. And what's your website again? FrankFontana.net.
It's FrankFontana.net. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. I'm always posting cool design ideas and DIYs and all that stuff.
Perfect.
And then every Sunday, you can hear me here on WGN Radio.
On this station.
I listen to you.
On this station. combination.
With sometimes that. Appearances by Mark Kerman.
Mark Kerman occasionally comes in. Although after the underwear and bedding incident, he's not been so much
really?
Like him coming on my
you
show.
Know what? I have somebody who texted me who has a young woman who wants to meet Mark.
Really?
Maybe we should do a little dating game between the shows.
Yes.
We'll set something
I'll
up.
I'll give you the info.
Sounds good to
but
me.
But Mark talks to you about how to best decorate your locker room if you're a sports team, right?
Of course.
Is that the,
yeah.
the topics?
Yeah.
You're helping people out. The holidays are just 9 days away, so you're
yeah.
giving people
those last minute,
last minute ideas on
right.
how to decorate.
Well, you know, we're talking about keeping it simple. You know, that seems to be a trend right now. Natural and organic ornaments and decor
sure.
seems to be, you know, real popular. I'm seeing a lot of that, and that's kind of going back to that farmhouse type of thing. Oh, by the way, my wife just texted me. Wendy said she made a fresh batch of Christmas cookies, and she'd like to bring you some.
Good, because I just realized at the cousin's Italian Christmas, I'm in charge of bringing beer and cookies.
Yeah.
I don't bake.
Oh. You could re-gift the cookies
all right.
my wife gives
awesome.
You. She's Italian. That could work.
It'll
good.
Work.
So
right,
yeah.
exactly.
It qualifies.
So here's a little trick I like to do that's a little different from a lot of holiday decor. And you tell me if you ever walked into a house with this. But for those who have like the old school slide projectors
yeah.
or even one of the cheapy motion projectors you can get at you know a novelty store,
mm-hmm.
doing a Christmas projection either of Christmas past, where it's your family's images that are shot on a wall or a
right.
ceiling. And it's just kind of like, you ever been to a nightclub and they do that?
Yeah.
Like, project an old movie in the background?
Yeah.
It's that concept, but in your home.
I That's like that.
Idea. Isn't it neat? Right? And so people, it's so unexpected. They walk in and they're like, oh my God, you got green light bulbs, red light bulbs in one of the room. You got projections going on the ceiling and the wall. This is like a real experience.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm trying to push people is to focus on the experience versus what you can't afford or what you can afford, you know, in terms of gifts and trees and overdoing the house with, you know, all these kind of gaudy,
yeah.
in my opinion, some things tend to get a little gaudy.
Right.
You know, when it comes to Christmas. I mean, your image you just showed me of your Christmas little setup is nice. But
I showed Frank a picture of the snow village that I set up every year. And, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. The only thing, I didn't see any Star Wars Christmas.
There aren't any
He's
Star
not,
Wars.
That's
really?
My house.
That's your house. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I would thought you would have this really animated, like, toy fantasy Christmas going on.
No, I don't. We don't do that. And we don't do any of the inflatables.
That's really cute.
Well,
your wife won't let you.
No, neither of us are fans of the giant Woodstock out in front, the
three-story
high Woodstock, the inflatable stuff.
That's not what you meant,
is tacky.
It?
No, I was thinking more of his, you know, his toy fantasy collection.
Do you dress up the toy room any differently?
Do you have special ornaments for the tree? That would be, you know,
no,
geared towards your hobby?
It's far more traditional.
It is. It's a serious thing for you. It's
yeah,
not like,
yeah.
Don't make light of my toys.
No, you can make light of
He has two toy rooms. So,
two toy rooms.
You know, and you don't decorate them for Christmas?
I was just going to ask the same question.
You don't put little costumes on your action figures of the Cosby kids?
Do you have like a code key code lock on them so nobody can get in there?
Yeah. It's a series of handprints.
Right.
And there's visual recognition.
Very
there's
Star
a scanner
yeah.
that goes across your face.
I
there's
like
that
it.
Kind of stuff.
Like
yeah.
It.
Yeah. How about this? Can I ask
yeah,
you this?
Sure.
Because I was at somebody's house who did this with their fireplace, and I think this looks great. It always looks nice to have a fire going in your fireplace. That's the reason you have it. But we were at a friend's house who had a bunch of candles in their fireplace instead of the big flame.
Love that.
And that looked fantastic.
That goes back to that natural, basic type of thing. And I think that's great. I've seen friends of mine who you know, don't have a ton of money, but they like throw up a faux fireplace and they put like a flat screen, a little mini flat screen in there and have the U-log going.
Yeah, that's
which
interesting.
Which is kind of a fun little idea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to really, if you don't have a ton of money and you want to do something that has big impact, monochromatic design, you know, keeping it one smooth color.
Yeah.
So and to break the mold again, giving the FU to traditional Christmases is we're so politically correct on this show. is to do that. Maybe it's a pink theme. It doesn't have to be white, green, red. It
blue. Something about blue is just very soothing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're scrambling and you all of a sudden you threw it together, hey, I guess you know we're hosting this year. Somebody canceled, so here's your thing. Just go simple. Get one color scheme throughout the entire thing and be done with it. You know, it really could save you a lot of money and time.
The cheapest thing I ever got that makes my whole life happy is a fake plug-in log that I put in our old coal-burning fireplace. Too much money to get it fixed up to actually be fire burning. So it's just, it's real wood with a little plastic insert, and there's tinsel that goes around to make it sparkle and to make that noise.
Love that.
Plug it in. The stockings are hanging there. And I'm telling you, I love just sitting there.
Sure. It's got a little nostalgia to
it.
Yeah. It's really cool.
You know what else is great, Frank? And I don't know why I'm so in love with these, but you're probably too young to remember, but back in the days of the silver tinsel tree, when that was everybody's favorite tree, they had that color wheel with the four colors that would spin around slowly. When I go to somebody's house and they have that, it almost brings a tear to my eye. I don't know what it is about that. It just reminds me so much of being a kid. But I know they still sell them. I love those.
Yeah, I do too. Again, a nostalgic Christmas is a great idea. We were just talking. Yeah. Wendy was saying, "What's the should it be Christmas Eve that we're actually putting the ornaments on the tree? Should we spend months decorating, or should it be? We wonder. Back in the day, we won't really know because we were never there, but." Did they do that? Did it originally start where it was the morning of or the morning,
I bet it was because
what a nice tradition that would be, though.
Yeah, because we didn't get them up yet. Jim's like, we got to do it during the Hawks game last night. And we'll talk about that later. Poor Patrick Kane.
I know.
I'm so sad. And I said, no, let's maybe just Christmas Eve do it. Because remember, they used real candles back years ago.
Sure.
So they couldn't do it early.
No,
they would probably do it Christmas morning or something.
I think that's a great tradition to bring back that tradition. And I'm going to leave you with this.
Yes.
What is the appropriate length of time post Christmas for people to leave their lights on? Because this seems to be a hot button topic.
You mean the tree, the lights,
everything? Most, but exterior-wise, where you're affecting the neighborhood.
I used to leave it up to February sometimes, but now I try to get it completely wrapped up by mid-January.
I don't know.
I'd say Jan 5 is about it.
What?
I would agree.
I love Christmas, but I wouldn't go beyond 10 days after Christmas.
When I'm done with a holiday, I'm done. Like, I don't want to wake up and see more Christmas after Christmas. Let's move on to the next one.
Then you can finally relax. After the hustle and bustle's over, you can sit and lay in your front room and look at your Christmas tree and enjoy it because you've been so busy before Christmas.
I want that space back. I want that square footage back.
That is true.
To me, that's what it's all about. I got two young kids.
That's a good point.
You look at the nativity scene and the three kings are already off to Palm Springs 10 days after.
Vacation till next year.
Right. Frank, great to see you again. If people want to hear you or see you, their best bet is?
Sundays, right here on WGN Radio from 1 to 3 p.m. They can also catch me online at frankmontana.net. And we got a new something-something coming soon that we're going to talk about.
Very
you can
exciting.
See me nationally on the TV soon.
That's exciting.
The Idiot Box. That's what they call it.
Yes.
Because we watch it.
Yes, they do. Frank, thanks.
I'll be the biggest idiot on there. Thank
good
you.
Good for you.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good holiday.
Merry
Back
Christmas
after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.